The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was trying to dig up a podcast from yesterday where I was telling the story about, I think I did it twice yesterday, about my daughter saying she's annoyed with us. And, of course, my kids don't listen to the show. So I'm looking at the podcast, and I figured out where it might have been. But everybody's sitting around, I'm thinking,
What else did we talk about?
Exactly. I'm thinking, not even so much the dirty stuff, because they're old enough to hear some of the dirty stuff. It was, what did I say about Becky and this break? So I'm thinking, I can't find it. I'll find it for you later.
Yeah, I was worried about that yesterday. When the inevitable happens and they stick us in our homes,
yes,
I'm going to be a lot less comfortable, like later in the show when Christy's up having a nice porn discussion.
Well, you gotta just tell them that's the gig, man.
I know.
Stay out of the room if they do that. I plan on being in my basement, and my problem is I'm going to be loud because we all talk full force in this when we're on the air.
Well, we have to.
And yeah, exactly. I'm not going to whisper like a golf show, but the basement is below where I'd be right below almost where the bedroom is. But I'll say, move.
Yeah, sorry.
Move. Yeah. I'm going to wake your ass up at. Right. 5:30, I'm talking, blah, 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 blah.
Get up when I do and take a nap in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah.
Well, you got a computer up in your library office area?
No, I don't.
That's near the bedroom.
Yeah, you might think about moving it up there.
I got to
put it in the yoga room.
For a little privacy.
Yeah.
No, because that's even closer to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so early on, I don't know, we'll figure it out when it all comes down to that.
Yeah.
But
the coronavirus is over. It's
happy
over to today.
Announce that I'm much less crabby today. I actually got some sleep last night. And
I slept better, too, because I had a couple glasses of wine. I get down quicker than that.
I saw a couple of people on Facebook, and I never thought I'd see this.
Oh, no.
Guys who said, at first I thought this was a hoax, but now I've kind of changed my mind. So at that point, I quit reading. That kind of restored my faith in humanity for just a second.
You read the stuff I did.
And then I shut it down. Right. And then I got a call from our old friend, people who've listened to the show for a long time, Dr. Ed.
Who's an infectious disease guy.
Dr. Ed Dominguez. And he kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit. He seems to think that people are at least the trend is they're doing the right thing. And the forecast, at least the models that he's seen, is, probably a peak in a few weeks. And maybe by the middle of summer, maybe by July or August, we might be back to good.
Well, you know what? We're talking to him Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's just a forecast.
I know. And I trust Doc Ed. I do. I'm not going to. I hate even good news because I don't want people to take that to let's break out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my problem with somewhat any kind of any news that's slightly a crack. I know we all need it, so it's not doomsday every day, but I've seen what the crack can do to people, and they just go about their lives. And I see that happening in our city. I saw a UPS guy yesterday, and he was. Dropping something off, and he's a good dude, and he listens to the show big time, and he goes, yeah, I go, what's it like? He goes, it's really busy out there. He goes, last week it was dead. Now people are acting like they're on vacation. He said, it's packed out. The roads are packed. I'm thinking, man. And I saw we follow a police scanner Twitter site for our city, Omaha, and And there are reports of kids and 20, 30, 40 people playing the sports together.
And that's a good point.
And, I tweeted that out. I said, where are you at? I said, what the F? I said, my kids are home. That's all I said. And like everybody that responded to that, we're all positive, saying, yeah, right, mine are home too. What's wrong? And then, of course, there's some ass that said, oh, you're morally superior. And I think, okay, I'm done. You're dumb. Oh, you're blocked. Yeah. You're blocked.
You're on your high horse.
Yeah, just because I said my kids are home, you know?
But that's a good point about, I think the first week, people saw it as a job. It is
right.
My job to hunker down
right.
and to stay home. And the second week, well, okay, now we're on vacation. Let's go out and do stuff.
Now,
okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now we're gonna
Let's get stuff done.
I was talking to my dad last night. He lives in Pennsylvania. We mentioned it's about two and a half hours east of Philadelphia, an hour and a half north of Baltimore, basically in south central Pennsylvania. To give you an idea where he's actually sitting at right now. And the county's on lockdown now. Lockdown. And when he would leave the house, he would just drive his car around, just get some sandy and go back to the house again. They don't even let you. They're not telling you to do that now. You can't even go outside and drive your car around. So they're in lockdown. Man, don't you think lockdown would help everywhere?
It should be ordered throughout the country. There shouldn't
First
be any
of all,
exceptions.
It's just April. I mean, it isn't like we have to lock down in the middle of the summer when the beaches are open. I mean, hopefully we don't. But what do you care about April? Let's just lock it down. I mean, let's lock it down. There's not going to be any baseball anyway, so let's just lock it down. April is just April. Let's get through it and lock it down.
April 1st.
Would you rather be locked down in April or locked down in July? April, because it's here. Let's do it now. You know?
That's a Sinatra song.
It is. Lockdown in April, knockdown in July. That is a Sinatra song, exactly. We got guests today. Wayne Brady's going to phone the program. What's Wayne pushing?
He's got a new show called Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ. It's a comedy competition. Like, they take normal people and try to make, teach them how to be funny.
That's not possible. But I'm going to ask him about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting
thing. I mean, there are people that are funny that aren't in the business, a ton of people that are funny. We know a lot of funny people that don't do anything for a living that has wraps around that. But there are people that are just not naturally funny.
Nice concept,
right,
though.
Right. Yeah.
Also talking to Rob Riggle.
I bet you they're going to find people that want to be funny, but are just regular walks of life jobs.
I don't know.
That are actually really funny. And Rob Riggle's going to phone. What's he pimping?
Rob's got a new show on Discovery Channel called Rob Riggle Global Investigator. It's a travel show.
Oh, it is? Okay.
A travel show.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm sure he filmed that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's today. That's cool. And tomorrow, Adam Ferrara is going to phone the program.
He is, and Ty Burrell is going to phone the program.
That's a good score, man. Is he actually pimping the end of Modern Family?
No, he's pimping a new charity that he's involved with.
This is a good cause.
Tip Your Server.
I like this one.
Oh, for the Times?
Yes.
Okay.
For bartenders and wait staff and people affected by the shutdowns.
Good. I feel badly for them because, my kids worked in the service industry for a long time.
Yeah.
And, those people, they don't make much money to begin with.
No.
Now they're making nothing. So, I feel real badly for them.
Yeah. And of course, the final.
$1,200 to take care of that.
The final episode of Modern Family is coming up here, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
I think it is.
It's very soon.
Love Ty Burrell. God, he's so funny. He's naturally funny. Not to be taught to be funny.
And he's a very, very rich man now.
Oh,
because
my God.
Of Modern Family.
All those episodes, they made a fortune off that show.
I forgot that he was in, I was just looking at the stuff they sent us. He was in Black Hawk Down, Todd.
A serious role, really?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Was he
the comic relief in Black Hawk Down?
He was one of the guys.
With the skinnies, making jokes about the skinnies. Right. Everybody's
that stepped
laughing
in and provided a few yucks in Black Hawk Down.
And made it good for a 10-year-old.
Right.
I don't.
That's right.
I don't recall there being a lot of yucks.
I didn't see it.
I don't recall there being a
depressing.
Single yuck in Black Hawk Down.
It looked depressing. I didn't watch a lot of. That was a war movie. I didn't watch a lot of the movies about the war that was actually going on at the time. I mean, still going on, for that matter, Afghanistan. After 9/11, those war movies, a bunch of them that came out, I couldn't watch them because it just felt like it was real time.
Yeah.
That's why I never watched any movie about 9/11. There was a Nicolas Cage one about going up into the building as a fireman. There was, of course, the Flight 93 one. I couldn't watch that. And guess what I'm not going to watch anytime in the next 2 years?
Coronavirus movies?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. When you live it real time, it's not history.
No, you need a long time between
kids that weren't
event and movie.
Yeah, when kids that weren't born during before 9/11, like my kids, someday they should watch those movies because they weren't around. But no, I can't. I can't do it real
time. I can't remember which one of our comedian buddies I saw it was on Twitter, but he just said, you know, there are so many horrible indie movies being written right now with the virus as the backdrop.
I'm sure.
It's, you know what's happening.
Oh, yeah. It's like
you know what's happening.
You're enclosed with your girlfriend. Things are intense for 2 months. Yeah, I can read that. I'm already seeing that movie.
Tons of horrible indie movies.
All right. Craig is here. All slathered up. I saw him putting some, I think he had some disinfectant wipe up to his elbows, man. What's he planning?
You don't know where his forearms have been.
Well, yeah, we kind of do.
He's got disinfectant sleeves going.
Well, I saw him walking in there, and it was like he was ready for operation.
Yeah, he's scrubbing.
Dr. Evans is coming in a few.
Scrubbing up for the procedure.
Yeah, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.